1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, and you're probably wondering where I am, and I will tell you that I am in my car right now talking to you guys. I am not at the radio station right now because today is the day that I promised we'd bring on the winner of the Do the Phil Henry Show for an Hour competition, which, as you know, we held back in December. And it is with great pleasure I'm going to bring on the winner of that contest. He is 37 years of age. He comes from Corona, California. He owns his own construction business, but he's always wanted to be on the radio. And we were very impressed with his essay, which was, "Why Would You Like to Sit In for an Hour on the Phil Henry Show?" And I'm going to bring him on right now. His name is, and I think he's in the studio right now, Steve Bozell. Steve, how are you?
I'm real good, Mr. Henry.
Well, great. And are you getting ready?
Yes, sir, I am. And I want to just thank you, and I want to thank everybody at the radio station and at Premier Radio Networks for helping me out.
Well, I think you're going to do a great job. So I'm going to get off the line now, and you're on your own, Steve.
Right out now. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Steve Bozell, and this is the Phil Henry Show. But I'm going to be a guest host for the next hour, taking your phone calls on a variety of topics. My name is Steve Bozell. I do own my own company. It's called B&B Construction Company in Corona, California. And I also attend church at First Ministry of Christ the Revealed. And that is in Corona, California. I'll give out our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. The first thing I want to talk about is the India earthquake. And as a funny story, this morning I said, honey, to my wife is April, and I am, by the way, I'm also married, and I do have two children, Steve Jr., and Crystal is my daughter, and my wife is April. So I said to my wife, what do you think of the India earthquake? And she thought I said Indiana earthquake, and that was a lot of fun. I'd like to give out our phone number at 1-800-449-8686. I want to give out what I think about the earthquake in India. I'm a Christian, and as such, I believe that Jesus Christ came to earth. I mean, came to earth to deliver man from his sin. I believe he is the Son of God, and I also believe that he is the way to our salvation. I believe that the earthquake in India happened for a reason, and the reason, I think, is very clear. The people of India, for those of you who may not be aware, are of two different religions. One is called the Muslim religion, the other is called a Hindu. Now, as a Christian, I believe that the end is near, that it is soon that Jesus will return to earth, and through the rapture, will take those who he, those who have given themselves over to him, to the Father in heaven. On the Muslims and the Hindus, both, I guess you could say, you know, both these religions missed the boat. One of them does animal worship, and the Muslims are always, I don't know if you're like me, but you'll watch the TV news or what have you, and you'll see on TV Muslims all yelling about something. They're always screaming and yelling and waving flags. This happened on Republic Day, which means God chose them to hear this message delivered. I do not believe, I do believe that we should love all of our fellow man, but I also believe that God does send a message, and I think that God sent the message to the Hindu and Muslim people of India that they need to come over to Jesus and to accept him as his Lord, or if that was a woman, it would be her Lord and Savior, or if it's the man, it's his Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 11, "Now then, I will reveal the truth to you. Three more Persian kings will reign, to be succeeded by a fourth, far richer than others. Using his wealth for political advantage, he will stir up everyone to war against the kingdom of Greece. That, I think, tells us that the Eastern people, it's all not right. It's wrong. I'm calling on all India people from India to come over to Jesus and to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Also, on a personal note, I want to say that I am a building contractor, and I'll tell you right now, because I saw the pictures of the earthquake, those buildings were not up to code, and that is, I can tell you that based on my experience as a building contractor, those buildings were not up to code. I would be very, very interested in seeing the schematic on the rebar. I don't think there was a far enough set away for the rebar. Also, I think there's certain prerequisites for how deep the footing should be. I don't know whether they use tilt-up or in-place construction. It looks to me as if they also probably were using more plaster, probably more plaster than they were using plaster board, which I think I'm a big plaster board man myself. I believe in drywall. I think drywall, you'd be surprised how sturdy, and plus the weight-bearing wall, I don't think was strong enough. Now, I think mortar and mason brick is good, but I personally believe that there's nothing that beats a good wood frame house. Now, I've probably built more than 10,000 homes in my career, and I will tell you right now, I think that so that's what I want to talk about. If you call us now at 1-800-449-8686. We'd like to get your opinion on how you think, if you think that the earthquake in India was, you know, a message from God, which I think definitely it was. So, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, but I think it definitely was a message from God saying that the Hindus need to repent and the Muslims need to repent too. The Bible tells us in Samuel chapter 19, verse 5, then Joah went to the king's room and said to him, we saved your life today and the lives of your sons, your daughters, and your wives and concubines, yet you act like this, making us feel ashamed. That's the same way as if God was to say to Joah, you made me look like a fool. And if you read the Bible, you know that God never wanted to be made to look like a fool. Also, in chapter 25 of Jeremiah, the prophet said to the people in Judah and Jerusalem, for the past 23 years, from the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king... No, that's not the one. Here it is. It's Acts chapter 7, verse 2. Brothers and honorable fathers, listen to me. Our glorious God appeared to our ancestor Abraham in Mesopotamia before he moved to Haran. Okay, I don't know what that means because I have my Bible notations, which I put a piece of paper, and I told my wife, rip off little pieces of paper and put them in and write down on the piece of paper which are the quotes of the ones what I would want to have had used, and she did not write down a quote good enough. So anyway, what we're going to talk about today, this is the Phil Henry Show. My name is Steve Ozell. I'm filling in on the Phil Henry Show. And we'll talk about how come God, you know, right now is visiting all kinds of bad stuff on the people in India, the Muslims and the Hindu too, and how long it's going to be before those people over there realize that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. He is a Lord and Savior. He is the blood of the Lamb. And you must embrace him as your Savior. And you must bring him into your life so that we can all be God's children in the eyes of God. And again, I think he chose Republic Day, which is the India Day. That's the national day of all of India to do it. I'm Steve Ozell, and this is the Phil Henry Show. The number is 1-800-449. We're going to hold on because we do have a call. Phil Henry's... Okay, do I push that... Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. What's up?
Okay, one of the things that I want to say to you is this is my show that you're filling in on.
Yes, sir.
And so when you're filling in on my show, I don't want you to do anything that I wouldn't do. And one of the things that I wouldn't do is to castigate somebody for their religion and say that they are...
No, sir. I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is...
Whoa, Steve. just hold on. You're castigating these people for their religion, and I think it's wrong to say that a lot of people have died over there because they're not Christian.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying that they are lost and they need to come over. Okay?
You're saying that 10,000 people died in India because they're not Christians?
I'm saying that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, said that you must embrace me. I am the way. I am the Lamb. I am the blood of the Lamb. Okay, and, you know, I'm not a leg of lamb, all right, and I'm not mutton. I'm, you know, and I'm not lamb chops. I am the whole lamb.
Okay, that's very funny, but...
Well, but I say that to the children, you know, anybody, so you have to understand, okay, that you have to...
Okay, so the Hindus and... What I'm telling you is this. The topic you are doing right now, I find offensive, and I don't think my audience wants to hear that Muslims and Hindus will die because they are they're not Christians, okay, and that's why the earthquake. Okay, so I would like you to move on to another topic.
Am I doing a bad job? Or?
No, you're not doing a bad job, but you need to move on to another topic. I do not want you bashing religion.
Okay, my understanding was that I have the First Amendment rights of the free speech. Okay.
Steve, this is not your show, okay? I'm licensed for this show, not you. I brought you on as a...
No, but you told me that I would have the First Amendment rights of the Constitution, and now you're telling me I don't? Okay, sir, I'm very sorry.
Steve, what I'm asking...
Okay, I don't want to be in trouble or anything, but I will hang up on him because he can't tell me that Jesus is not the Son of God, and he will not tell me that I can't say that Hindus and Muslims need to become... Jesus people, Christian people. Okay, he can't do that. But I will say this is the Phil Henry Show, and I'm sorry that I made Mr. Henry upset. And I'm sorry, please do not take any more calls from him, because I am doing this show myself. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Steve Bozell sitting in on the Phil Henry Show. That's good. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Steve Bozell. And this is Fill In for Phil Day. And I was the winner of a competition. And I wrote an essay on why I wanted to fill in on a Phil Henry Show. I own my own construction company in Corona. And my wife is April. My daughter is Chastity. And my son is Steve Jr. And I sent in an essay on why I wanted to be on the air on a Phil Henry Show. And Mike Schaefer, the producer, said maybe I should share with you what I wrote on my essay. And basically what I said on my essay is that I wanted to influence a lot of people and be in a position to be able to change people's lives and influence them the best way that I know how. I'm a Christian. I belong to the First Ministry of Christ the Revealed in Corona, California. And I believe that the earthquake hit on India on that day on account of it. Probably Jesus said they're all messed up because they have Hindu and they don't eat no cows and everything's all messed up. This is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. My name is Steve Bozell.
You say that God is punishing Indian people because they don't believe in Jesus Christ?
I think that God put on an earthquake on account of the Hindu and all that.
Okay.
Are you a Hindu person, sir?
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm just a human being and I don't.
I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not saying none of the Hindu people are bad, but if you don't believe in Jesus, that's kind of bad too.
This is not the point. I just have a question for you. How can you explain what happened in El Salvador a couple of days ago? They are a Christian.
In Silvado?
They believe in Jesus.
In what part, sir?
El Salvador.
Silvado?
Salvador.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Silvado.
El Salvador. It's a Latino country.
El Salvador?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. All right.
They
See,
are
that's...
Christian. They believe in Jesus also.
But, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. They don't have, okay, like... You say they're Christian.
They are.
But they originally were Indian. No, you know, don't you know, why are you laughing at me? But why would you laugh at me?
Because it's the funniest thing I have ever heard.
Funniest thing you've ever, why would you laugh at me? And you better get that phone.
Because it doesn't make sense, man.
No, think about it. America doesn't. Okay, let me ask you a question then. How come America never has no earthquake where millions of people? How come thousands of people don't die?
What happened in America that there's too many disasters in Oklahoma?
Not thousands of people.
And Florida and Texas.
No, not thousands of people. Not thousands of people.
But a tornado.
That only kills four people. We're talking about thousands. That only thousands killed over in the Hindu area. Well, okay, you can laugh, sir.
You have given Jesus Christ very bad name.
No, sir.
Love is not a murderer.
Yes,
is not a killer.
No, he's not. But it's, God has said, not. "Vengeance is mine," saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine.
Well, I just think you are pushing us away from your religion.
In Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 10, now for those who are married, I have a command that comes not from me, but from the Lord. A wife must not leave her husband.
Even if he was abused?
Yeah.
Even if he was cheating?
You got it.
Even if he was that?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. All right, so you got to understand what the religion of the America religion can be. Okay, this is Nikki on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Steve Bozell filling in on the Phil Henry Show.
Sir, I'm completely outraged with what you're saying.
Are you a Christian?
And you are saying that they are not loved by God? What kind of a human being are you?
Are you a Christian?
And you think you are loved by Jesus Christ?
Are you a Christian?
I do love Jesus Christ, and he has never said a human being is not worth it because he doesn't believe in it.
If a Christian woman has relatives who are widows, she must take care of them and not put the responsibility on the church. That is in Timothy, that is chapter 5.
You know what?
My head is on my shoulders.
This is not about religion. People have died, and you don't have the sense.
That's right.
You will burn in hell.
I will burn in hell? No, because Jesus, God is
going
to come back and is going to judge you, Nikki.
God condemns any one person.
But
God never does that.
No, he condemned about 10,000 of them all at once. Is that what you're saying?
God created all men.
God created all men.
Jewish, Christian, and if you were an educated man and had studied Buddhism or Muslim, you would know.
All I need to know is one religion. All I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus.
And they believe in all of his beliefs.
All I need. Mike, you tell Phil if these people keep laughing at me and make a fool of me, I'm going to sue the show.
I'm suing the show for letting them such an ignorant person come on the line.
You know, lady.
I've had three people in this earthquake, and they're coming down and saying they don't believe in God, or they've been condemned with God.
You had two people die in this earthquake?
I've had three of my cousins die in this earthquake.
Were they Christians?
Does it matter?
Well, I just want to know whether they're... I just want to know where you ought to send your mail.
They believe in God. No matter what kind of religion they have.
Well, if they died in this earthquake, I bet you it's pretty
they
hot
have
for
kids.
Them. It might be hot for them right now. All right. Nikki, I'm sorry, I gotta go. Now you should read the Bible.
I have read the Bible. Why don't you try to read the Quran?
Oh, that's a lot of gobbledygook. That's a lot of gobbledygook. That's a lot of gobbledygook. What do you mean about white rice? What do you mean eat white rice? What are you talking about?
Please.
Quit with your scarf.
There are people like you
no.
that make this
oh,
country the way it is.
I eat brown.
So
yeah. I eat brown rice. No, I don't. I eat Uncle Ben's converted. I don't have none of that brown rice, none of the Buddhist brown rice. I will only eat the bleached rice. All right, this is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm Steve Bozell on the Phil Henry Show. buildings. But he told them, do you see all these buildings? I assure you, they will be so completely demolished that not one stone will be left on top of another. Now, I'm Steve Bozell, filling in on the Phil Henry Show. And during the commercial break, I asked God, please give me guidance, because there are a lot of people who don't understand what I'm talking about. And there it is there, Matthew chapter 24, verse 1. As Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, the disciples pointed out to him the various temple buildings. He said, they will all be demolished. Now, I don't believe that these are bad people what got killed, but I will tell you this. That's God's work, because that's 10,000 people just like that. When the devil does something, which the devil, like tornadoes and hurricanes, are most probably the devil. So in America, I would say that's the devil because he only kills 4 or 5 tops. But when God goes to work, Katie bar the door, you know, it's all over. It's all over. All right, this is Kim on the Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell filling in.
Okay, I have to say, first of all, that I am a Christian. I'm not a Muslim, and I'm not a Hindu.
God bless you.
And... well, God bless you, because you seriously need it. I cannot judge you. Wait a minute. I cannot judge you, because that is the first thing the Bible says. Thou shalt not judge. The person without sin, let them cast the first stone. And
Amen.
You are throwing rocks in a glass house, sir. God does not kill people by the masses because they do not believe in him. He embraces them, and he wants...
what do you call a rapture? What do you call a rapture? He's gonna kill a whole bunch of people on a rapture day.
Well, okay. Are you saying that we're living in the rapture? That
yes, ma'am.
Revelation?
I believe we are now in the end times, ma'am.
So.
We are in the end times,
so.
Ma'am. Earthquakes,
you know,
and divers places.
If that's the case, then you have 666 on your forehead.
Ma'am,
anyone listening to you and believing in you is believing in a false prophet.
What is it? What
you
about what
are
he just said?
Prophet.
What did he said there in Matthew? He said about the buildings all getting messed up and wrecked down. What about that?
You are a false prophet.
You don't know.
You are
can't,
the one.
You
no,
can't.
No, no, no.
You can't.
You
can't
say
argue.
That
with...
our God kills people.
Oh,
our
he
God
don't.
Does not
how
kill
come? How come? How
thousands.
Come he killed the Egyptians when Moses was leading them out of Egypt? He killed a whole bunch there. He killed himself a mess of Egyptians on that
we
day.
We are not at war with these people.
Yeah,
God is not at war with these people.
Oh, really?
You're,
they're
you're
Hindus,
like God,
and they have false idols. They've got cows and everything, and they're all fake. Every cow they worship is a fake, is a fake cow or
okay.
a fake idol.
You and I do not worship the same God. I worship a forgiving
and
God.
And I'm not a prophet,
a
ma'am.
Caring God.
I'm a construction contractor.
I worship a God that forgives people, and he is a doer of good, not a doer of evil. God does not kill people by the masses.
In Acts chapter 13, verse 4, sent out by the Holy Spirit, Saul and Barnabas went down to the seaport of Seleucia, then sailed for Cyprus.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the deal.
Yeah,
anybody,
so you can't.
Wait a minute.
You don't know how to argue against that.
No. Anybody can pull a verse out of a Bible and make it say what they want. If you do not read the whole context of the Bible, you can't quote scripture verse at a time.
All right, here. I'll read
this
totally.
That's what the guy in Waco does.
The guy in Waco, might I remind you, is in an ashtray right now, so I don't think we have to worry about the guy in Waco, okay?
That was not God either. That was his own self-destruction.
That was the Satan. That was the devil. And all I can say to you, ma'am, is I hope you are not Hindu, and I hope you are not a Hindu.
No, I am not.
Where do you live?
I live
are
in
there,
Texas.
Okay, now I don't know the Hindu populations in those areas where you live right now, but I'm sure, well, God bless you. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on now. That lady had her say. I'll move on right now. The number is 1-800-44. What's the number? 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Henry Show. And now we'll go to Alicia on the Phil Henry Show. Steve Bozell filling in.
You are absolutely a horrible person.
No, I'm not, ma'am. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe in God. Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Jesus Christ is my only fuel. He fuels me.
Can I say something?
Jesus fuels me. He's my gas.
Yes, okay,
He's my 92 octane, and Jesus sends me on my way. And you are the devil.
I know I'm not.
I can tell you got the voice of the devil. You have the seductive sound of the devil woman.
Excuse me?
Devil woman, let me go.
You know what?
You
are an awful person.
Woman, take your hands off of me.
I wouldn't put my hands on you if you were the last man on earth,
woman,
sir.
Woman, I'm speaking the word of God.
You are absolutely awful to say those things. You
great examples
honestly
of faith.
Think
chapter
that God
11,
gets up
the
in
Hebrews.
The morning. Listen to me.
God gets up in the morning and does
think,
he puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like
listen
the rest of us.
Listen to me. Just keep quiet for a second and listen to me.
Woman?
Do you honestly think that God gets up in the morning and says, oh, let's see, today I'm going to screw the Jews? No, no. Today I'm going to screw the Mormons.
God got up yesterday morning and said he's going to screw the Jews. He already got them.
God doesn't do that.
Now it's the Hindus'
God
turn.
God does not do that.
Woman?
You are
woman,
awful.
What you call 6 million
you
Jews dead? What you call 6 million
awful.
Jews dead?
You
okay? Now, I think the devil
awful,
did. I don't think I think God did that because the devil
person.
Can't do 6 million.
You are an awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? And you have, and
you
have children.
Try, you might try
oh,
answering
God,
the phone at work
so
instead of just being on the phone
here. I feel
have
a father like you.
My children are well
so
taken care
sorry
of.
Sorry for my, children.
My kids got PlayStation 2.
Like
they got
you.
PlayStation 2, okay?
You are an absolutely
my kids
awful
have PlayStation
person.
2 and a widescreen TV in the team room upstairs, okay?
You are disgusting.
And my son learned how to drive.
You are
okay.
going to burn in hell, sir.
No, ma'am. You ought to answer the phones at work, okay?
In hell.
No, I'm fine. I'm
you
feeling good, okay?
You are going to burn in hell. Believe me, you
I
are.
I hope you get raped
you
on your way to your car tonight.
Awful.
I hope you get raped on your way to your car tonight.
Oh, and that's
I hope
that's
you get. A, that's right. I hope the devil gets you. That's right. I hope the devil gets you. I hope the devil gets to you.
Excuse me?
Hold on for a minute. I hope the devil gets to you.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
You are awful. You are terrible.
What are you doing?
Mr. Henry, I'm on the phone right now with a listener who...
What are you trying to pull anyway, okay? What do you mean you hope she gets raped on the way to her car tonight?
She wouldn't shut up. And it...
I told you I didn't want this, okay? I told you I didn't want this hour, okay?
She would not shut up. And now you're trying to make me look like a fool. And I just hope the devil rapes her with his pointy tail.
All right, I'm on my way in, Steve. And in the meantime, I want you off the air.
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. No, sir, no, sir.
Mr. Bozell, you are on.
No, the man said I can be on the radio and talk on the radio on the public time that I want to. You damn straight. See, what's happened to Steve Bozell here in the last 41 minutes is that I come on preaching the word, and I got just like all kinds of people who've gone before me who preach the word. I have people calling me bad names and being mean to me. And all I wanted to do, because all day long I'm dealing with all kinds of hopheads and codeine addicts, petty car thieves, all kinds of guys working on my crews. I got to hire them one day and fire them the next. Guys are sleeping in the backs of their cars, sleeping in trailers. One day they're in Ogallala, Nebraska. Next day they're living in Oildale, California. Come on down. Here there's an opening on my crew. Come on in my crew and work day labor wages. I got them digging footings, putting up drywall. Say hallelujah. I never met a drywall hanger I didn't like. And that's the truth. I'm going to leave you now with this quote from the Bible. Well, my brothers and sisters, let's summarize. And that's in Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. God bless you. I know that they will not have me back on the radio station now, and I don't care anymore. I got said what I wanted to say. I'm Steve Bozell, filling in on the Phil Henry Show, and I hate all of you. Get out of here, Steve.
I told you that I want...
Get out of here, Steve.
All right, Mr. Henry, I just want to say that I have the right to my constitutional rights.
You have your rights to your constitutional right. I don't want you in my studio anymore, okay? You've got a lot of people infuriated with your comments about religion. I found them to be inflammatory. I found them to be bigoted. I thought that they were prejudicial against any religion that wasn't Western.
Well, you're like a lot of the liberal. You're just like a lot of the liberal talk show hosts. You want to be believing in Buddhism or anything else. Is that right?
I don't do raps about religion necessarily, okay? What I am saying is this. It's the year 2001. There's all kinds of religions. And there are a lot of people who practice them. And regardless of what you may believe, you don't have the right to come on. I heard what you said to that lady.
Which one?
The lady who had three relatives die in the India quake. You said that they were, wherever they were, would probably pretty hot right now?
Mr. Henry, she said she had three people who died in the India quake.
Yeah, and your way of giving her sympathy was to say, well, one thing's for sure, they're pretty hot right now.
They had not yet accepted Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got it. And then, as I'm parking my car, I'm not even going to repeat what you said to that lady named Alicia.
Sir, she was calling me evil. She called me the devil.
Oh, what are you going to do? You going to cry now?
Because of the way that I've been treated, and because of the way that...
Oh, get him a freaking Kleenex.
Got it.
You're bawling, is that it?
Yeah. I'll tell you why I'm crying, because I'm in touch with my feelings, and you're not.
Get out of here. Take him down to the green room and clean him up. Jeez. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl next hour, but I do want to mention some interesting numbers from yesterday's game. And I know I didn't see Survivor 2. I'll watch it Thursday night. In fact, Melissa taped it. She'll give me her tape, and I'll watch it. It's all I can do to stomach Temptation Island. Please don't make me digest two of these things too quickly, okay? I've got 3 weeks of Temptation Island under my belt. Now here comes a new Survivor 2. Oh, man, you better get that one going, Phil. You better find out what that's all about. It's all I can do to handle these manufactured celebrities. Now, look, I know what you're going to say. Oh, yeah? Well, what makes you a celebrity, Phil? Well, because I can sustain someone's interest without a lot of editing and sunsets. Maybe that's why I think I'm a celebrity and they're not. I can sustain the interest of people without sunsetting and people walking in slow motion over coals. And then, I don't know, I kind of like Carrie, but I think she's a backstabber, too. And that's why my vote's going to go against her. I think I can do better than that. I've made a living at it for almost 30 years. But I look at the Survivor people. What bothered me was this, and here is a very simple... By the way, as you can see, I'm trying to distance myself as much as I can from Steve Bozell because he's parked his car right next to mine. And if he's down there when I get off the air, there's going to be... I'm going to start swinging. I'm going to... Mike, you're... In fact, Mike, you need to come down with me to my car when I get off the air tonight. I'm dead serious, because if I see him standing there, I'm going to start throwing some hands, and next thing you know, I'll be arrested and then sued. That's how it goes, right, in America? You get arrested for popping some guy who probably needed it, and then he files a civil suit because he lost his teeth, his dentures, his bridge work, his bad bridge work. In any event, I saw the promos for this thing, and the people are coming on like they're a part of a pantheon of Greek gods. I am Mitchell. I am, you know what I'm saying? What are their names here? Harry Potter. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong picture. I am Harry Potter. They have these, you know, they come on with, I am Jeff. I am Deb. By the way, Deb got bounced last night, my understanding, and everybody said that Deb reminds them of Susan. I don't want to say butch, let's just say in touch with her masculine feelings. And she apparently rubbed everybody the wrong way, if you'll pardon the expression, and she got bounced. So let me see where Deb is. Deb Eaton, huh? She's the first woman who is pictured. Oh, yeah. Was she wearing some... she got curly hair? Long curly hair? Well, in any event, she's got short straight hair. I don't know who she is. But apparently she got bounced last night. And just let me digest Temptation. I don't know. I'll watch this bloody thing on Thursday night. But this Temptation Island is all that I can handle. And coming up Wednesday night, you guys think you got a good show with Survivor. You got to watch Wednesday night, because one of the great things in the history of man on this planet is going to happen. They're bouncing that Tahid and Waitasi as fast as we can look at them. Thank you. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus, because he's bouncing Tahid and Waitasi on Wednesday night, 8 Central, 9 Pacific, over most of these CBS stations. Because those two people have got to go. Oh, excuse me, is it Fox? Well, you know. Such a good idea, I thought it was CBS's. I'm joking. But you got to be kidding me with those two guys. So the ball game yesterday, the Super Bowl, which we will, like I said, we'll do a little discussion, but I just wanted to mention that this is an interesting statistic. They claim this is true. Somebody's going to have to prove this to me. 4,000 tons of popcorn eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, this is out of the L.A. Times. Now, the Los Angeles Times, in an effort to desperately remain mainstream and somehow contemporary, they've taken to doing these little lists of things, unsubstantiated facts, just little eye candy pieces in their newspapers, if I'm going to take this stuff as the gospel, right? What do you mean 4,000 tons? First of all, popcorn is very... I could eat a ton Well, I could eat a ton myself, so I guess maybe 4,000 tons. Well, the point is, the stuff ain't that heavy, is it? It's very light. It's like styrofoam. 4,000 tons of popcorn. How much is that? I'll tell you what it is. It's the size of that mountain there. Tons? In other words, enough popcorn is as heavy as a car. If you put it all together, you couldn't lift it. It'd be as heavy as a car. I don't believe it. I don't think it's true. I don't think there's that much popcorn eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. And maybe they're meaning the pre-popped stuff, which means they're just eating the kernels. I don't think popcorn's that popular, okay? So screw that piece of information. Number two, they also state that Super Bowl Sunday is second only to Thanksgiving in the amount of food that is eaten during the year in the United States. Second only to Thanksgiving in the amount of food that is shoveled down. Now, I know we eat, but consider what we eat on Thanksgiving and consider what you ate yesterday. What did you eat yesterday? I'll start with you, Craig Schaefer. What'd you have? What did you have? A lot of pasta? A lot of pasta and pizza. Oh, yeah, the traditional Super Bowl meal, spaghetti. You're high. You don't count. What about you, Schaefer? Chili. That's what I ate. That's the Super Bowl meal, chili. Now, how much of that stuff do you have? One bowl? All kinds of hors d'oeuvres. Really, what you're filling up on, what I filled up on yesterday were barbecued Lay's potato chips, because I happen to like Lay's potato chips. I do not like Ruffles, although they're easier to dip with. I also filled up on the Ruffles with the ridges and the, onion dip. We also had, of course, my famous guacamole. I'll be happy to tell you how I make it. It's a hit at every party that I host. We also then had my wife's chili, which is the greatest chili that God has ever allowed to be made. She makes it with real chili. She didn't put tomatoes in her chili. It's all real chili. She gets that New Mexico chili. She blends it up, turns into a liquid, pour it into the thing, put the deal, boom, boom, through. Next morning, you're crapping napalm. It's so good. Then, of course, probably I'd say about 20 Heinekens. In your case, Mike, Coors Light. Now, I'm joking. I don't know what the hell do you... I don't want to know what you drink. But that ain't as much as you have on Thanksgiving, is it? Thanksgiving, you're shoveling that turkey back. So, in other words, the newspapers have all taken a printing crap just so they can keep you guys reading, huh? And the greatest section in the newspaper is the sports page. It's the most read section. That's why they bury it 50 deep in the Sunday paper. Have you ever wondered why you got to go looking for the sports section of the Sunday paper? Because they want you to go through the real estate section and go through the little calendar and go through the comics and go through the classifieds and go through the opinion and go through, you know, whatever else. Then finally, after an exhaustive search that has taken weeks, in some cases months, you find the sports page. By then, you're famished. You haven't eaten. You need help. You're dehydrated. You're hospitalized. All for your search for the sports page, which today had the headline, I can't remember, but I think the Ravens won, something like that. Which, by the way, I asked the kids about what headline would you put in the paper today if you were a headline writer, and headline writers are very creative people, and Christopher came up with this one. He said, Baltimore Super Evermore, using the Nevermore line from The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Sure enough, I look at the New York Daily News today, and it says, Giants zero, Nevermore. I have no idea what that meant, but they worked it in. It's not as good as Arrivederci Roma, which was the headline in the sports section after the Rams left the Coliseum for the last time. But anyway, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.